singing a song called Boy Swing Now.
In an octopus's garden in the shade.
Yes, I get by with a little help from my friends. With a little help.
There you go, a little tribute to Ringo Starr. Have no fear. No, he hasn't passed. It's his birthday today. He's 85 years old. Happy birthday to Ringo Starr. As always, peace and love. They are currently working on 4 biopics on each Beatles member being turned into a major motion picture. And Barry Keoghan portrays Starr. He's the actor from that movie, Saltburn. He was nervous, he said, meeting Ringo Starr in preparation for the role, and admits staring him down, trying to take in all his mannerisms.
Yeah, I was. And I said it to him. And when I was talking to him, I couldn't look at him. I was nervous. Like, he's like, you know, he's like, you can look at me. And it was just sort of, again, it's, you're playing Ringo Starr. It's my job is to observe and take in little kind of mannerisms and, you know, study. And, but I wanted to know, I want to bring forward, like, you know, I want to humanize it and bring feelings to it and, you know, not just sort of imitate. He was absolutely lovely and, you know, just sat in the garden chatting away.
All 4 of the Beatles biopics are going to be out in theaters in 2028. In the spring of 2028. By the way, if you didn't know, Ringo is related to Joe Walsh of the Eagles. They're actually brothers-in-law. Ringo's married to former Bond girl Barbara Bach. Joe Walsh married her sister, March. Hey, happy Monday. Little gray today, gloomy, but you know what? It's going to turn around tomorrow. The weather office telling us another heat dome is set to invade here in just a few days. In fact, David Phillips from Environment Canada is going to be popping by after the 6 o'clock news to fill us in on what we can expect, which I think if you're going to return to the lake at all in the next few days, you're probably happy to hear that. Or if you're leaving on vacation to go camping, the weather's going to be really hot. And that also means the blue-green algae on some of the lakes around the province is going to reappear, too. Just be careful. It can make you sick. Can cause a rash, but yes, it has been a problem in Saskatchewan lakes. Not all, but some so far this summer. And again, I hope you had a good weekend. I know ours was pretty laid back. It was a busy one, no matter where you were. Moose Jaw Sidewalk Days drew thousands to Main Street. Saturday in town, I heard the Indian Kite Festival had quite a crowd gathered, lots of kites up in the air. Hopefully you too found a little relaxation. We barbecued a few times, went out for some nice walks. We did get some more moisture overnight. It's lightly raining in downtown Regina at the moment too, but yeah, a little more rain fell overnight and through the evening last night. Not everywhere in Saskatchewan though. Sadly, farmers in that southwest continue to say they're just days away from major losses in the field. In fact, as you heard with Kevin Martell, we spoke to one farmer, Larry Grant, there, who's been ranching near Val Marie for over 60 years, says a few more days of heat is just going to kill the crops. He figures they need at least a good 5 inches of rain as soon as possible. But as you just heard me, another heat dome, sadly, is rolling through. That's awful. That area there has been dealing with drought the last, 7, 8 years in the southwest. Hopefully you're feeling healthy. I met a few people on the weekend who said some sort of bug was running through their household, and they weren't quite sure if it was a summer cold or if it was allergies. If you've got that, what they call razor throat and a hoarse voice, it could be a summer cold, or it could be the new Nimbus COVID variant that apparently is making its way around the world. Health officials say it's the more dominant strain right now. But yeah, we are officially entering the dog days of summer. And considering that heat dome is about to take over again in a day or two, it's understandable why they call it the dog days of summer. But it's also a countdown to summer fun, right? Queen City X is about 3.5 weeks away today at Sherway Co-op locations. Tickets go on sale. But well before the X, the biggest party of the summer, Country Thunder, is just days away now. And the 2025 edition is going to open up the campgrounds on Wednesday. Thursday night, they got the kickoff party with the 100 Brothers. Friday night's headliner is Jason Aldean. Saturday closers are Tyler Hubbard from Florida Georgia Line and Bailey Zimmerman is the headliner. Sunday, of course, Def Leppard. Great band, Took, is closing out the beer gardens after Def Leppard. So that is quite a party. Hopefully you have Monday off if you're going. Sherwood Co-ops are selling day passes for Country Thunder 2 for $99. Or if you got a Costco card, someone told me you can go get a weekend Gold Zone ticket from Costco for just $320 plus tax. Whereas online, if you bought it, it's like over $400. As for camping, they open up the gates, as I mentioned, on Wednesday, 9 a.m. And parking is on the festival grounds. I would check the website for parking details because if you're going to Country Thunder, you can no longer park across the highway, right? And there is limited parking too. So the buses will probably come in handy. They will be free. Today, the Country Thunder team is going to be on site at Victoria Square Shopping Center between 3 and 6. They'll do the same at Southland tomorrow. But what you're able to do is take your printed or digital tickets and scan them, and then they can hook you up with your wristband and your vehicle stickers, too, to make it so much easier entering in a few days from now. But today, again, they're doing that at Vic Square, 3 till 6, tomorrow at the Southland.
Okay, so you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me much.
Over the weekend at the Calgary Stampede, Shania Twain was parade marshal and then performed in concert. And tonight it's Moose Jaw's turn at the Temple Garden Center. Lindsay Al is opening act. She's also a member of Shania's band, a great Canadian. She's been in the role of lead guitarist since 2024 for Shania. And she told Discover Moose Jaw the duo roles. Gonna be fun tonight.
I'll be opening the show and then I'll quickly have a wardrobe change and then go get on another guitar and walk out and play guitar in her band. And so it's gonna be a very full night, but I'm so excited. The fact that I, you know, just get to do all the aspects of what I love in music in one night is really, really cool.
That's Lindsay Al and her band opening for Shania tonight. As you heard, she's also in Shania's band. I just checked the Temple Garden Center website for any last-minute tickets that may have just dropped. They added a few, and they all started about $230 each, plus taxes and fees, if you're still interested. Shania's foundation was doing some magic in Moose Jaw the last few days. Her foundation splitting 25 grand between six different nonprofits in Moose Jaw ahead of the show tonight. Catherine Hepp is with Second Harvest, joins me now to tell you more. Welcome to the show, Katie.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
So let's start there. What is Second Harvest?
Second Harvest is Canada's largest food rescue organization. So we rescue good-to-eat surplus food from food businesses all across the supply chain, and we redirect that food to local nonprofits providing incredible food security initiatives within their communities.
That's awesome. And how does this help the community of Moose Jaw then?
So the Shania Twain Foundation is donating $25,000 to support food rescue efforts in Moose Jaw. That funding is going to help Second Harvest provide thousands of pounds of rescued good-to-eat food to six incredible nonprofits in the community. And in a smaller center like Moose Jaw, that kind of support is really going to be felt there.
That's awesome. So the food bank, you'll distribute some to them and others, will you then?
Yeah, there's about six nonprofits that we work with in Moose Jaw, and that will go towards working directly with them to help them get more food to their program participants.
Were you surprised Shania Twain did this?
Yes, of course. I mean, it's incredible. She could have chosen to support anything, and she chose food rescue. And that kind of spotlight means so much to nonprofits doing the work every day, and we're truly grateful for that.
Katie Hepp is my guest from Second Harvest. Well, it's so cool that Shania Twain would do this in advance of her big show. I know it's practically sold out, but this is the kind of work that it's kind of cool to see superstars give back to communities. And she's a proud Canadian and has done this not just in Moose Jaw, but other centers I've heard too, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, it's really incredible to have someone like Shania supporting our work. You know, that donation means we can immediately expand our reach and rescue even more good food. And so, you know, she's not just performing in these cities. She's really investing in them and making a real difference. And that's so wonderful.
Thank you so much, Catherine, for sharing the word. Catherine Hepp, Second Harvest in Moose Jaw. Good work for Shania Twain in our communities as well. Yeah, it's been hot and cold. Last week we were, in the mid-30s, 90s in Fahrenheit. And over the weekend, it actually got a little chilly on Saturday. It was, of course, a little hazy from the wildfire smoke. And then in the evening, I think the overnight low might have been 6, 7 degrees. Kind of felt cool enough that as we sat outside on the backyard deck, someone said, "Hey, you got a blanket for me," as we sit here. But I think that, what an extreme. And now a little gray and some moisture. It's going to get hot again, though. And I recall on this very show a few weeks back, David Phillips from Environment Canada telling me, "Greg, July and August, it's going to be warmer than normal." And looking at the long range forecast, I think he's right. Let's get him back here. David Phillips, good morning. Welcome.
Hey, Greg, nice to be with you. Hey, you're right. I did say that, and I'm so happy that you remembered that.
I always remember
any of our successes.
you have been successful at that, but a little cloudy today. However, the next heat wave is set to roll in. So how is this one setting up across Saskatchewan? Where is it coming from, and how long is it going to last?
Yeah, it's kind of this back and forth, up and down. I mean, I see, for example, a couple of days warmer than normal, and then my gosh, by just before the weekend, we see some rain coming in. Boy, that's the one common denominator across the province. It's been cool and hot. It's been cool hot, but boy, it's been dry, and we need some rains desperately, especially in the southwestern part of the province. And then we see, so come Friday, we see some. Hey, I love that. Periods of rain. I don't like showers. No, showers don't excite me. But to say periods of rain over multiple hours, especially in the southwest, is wow, it could be the $1 million rain. And then, hey, guess what? Back on the weekend, sunny and warm. So I think this is kind of the character, the personality of the summer ahead. We're saying that, hey, July and August, Greg, look warmer than normal. I mean, it came so early. I thought, okay, Your summer came in May. Yeah. 5 days in May where the temperature's above 30. In June, you didn't have any in Regina. Well, one got 29.9, and then you had one in July. So, hey, the number of days above 30 is a little higher than normal, but most of that was because of May. So it was an early start. And so I think from a temperature point of view, you have nothing to complain about. But boy, except for in the Kindersley area, it's been pretty dry across the province.
Certainly hear that. Yeah, we hear that a lot from our farming community, for sure.
Oh, my gosh.
David, when you look across the country, it has been abnormally warm, has it not?
Well, it has, but it's been kind of in the sense that, Greg, we did not see summer until we could smell it coming from the west. I mean, and we saw the brilliant sunrises and sunsets, but we weren't feeling it. And then all of a sudden it arrived about the first day of summer, which is very late for us. We have to go to June 21st before the first 30 days, and now people are complaining about too hot. And, well, some are, like me, it's just too hot. But, yes, you're right. So if you look and you stick a thermometer into Canada, it really has shown to be a warmer than normal, but kind of evened out. We've certainly seen it came early in the west, it's come later in the east, but everybody's had that kind of feeling of what summer can present with
David, you look after the weather stories every year too. Have you been surprised by the amount of tornadoes, not only here in the Western Prairies, but elsewhere?
Well, not so much in Canada. You know, Brent, we have had, Greg, we've had 24 tornadoes in Canada so far. I mean, normally we get now, we still July, we still have them in August, and we can get them in September. But over half of them, almost half of them, have occurred in Saskatchewan. And most of those on one day, I think June the 2nd. So it really is. But, you know, Greg, the thing is with tornadoes, even people, farmers who are in drought situations, tornadoes can be kind of good news to them because at least they get some rain. Well, my gosh, these haven't brought much rain at all.
Yeah.
So we do desperately need the rain, but hey, I've got my fingers crossed that...
Well, your fingers crossed isn't enough, David. You forecasted the hot, dry weather. We need it bad, but not a lot coming right now. But hey, good catch-up, Mr. Phillips. I always appreciate you dropping by.
Okay, Greg, nice to be with you. Bye-bye now.
At the end of the month, Queen City X and one of the free entertainment nights includes that band right there. I love old Blue Rodeo like that. Hasn't hit me yet. And they're free. With your paid admission, Queen City X Pass is available today at Sherwood Co-op stores. Watched a little of the game last night, the CFL. Riders, of course, had a bye week, but they're back getting prepared for the Stamps this weekend. Last night, it was the Elks and Ottawa. A little interesting because of how Edmonton started Trey Ford at quarterback. And, like, he was ripping it up. And then they kept Ford off, brought in Cody Fajardo for a few plays. I was like, what? Clearly, they had a plan this way, but at the time, this was in the first half, Fajardo comes in, and Trey Ford was like 9-for-9, and it was 22-3 for the Elks, had momentum. I don't know why they would mess with it, but they did. It was a bit of a head shaker. Fajardo, in the end, they did it a second time, too, in the second half. He was 4-for-4 at the end of the third quarter, but he had two and outs. But Ottawa quarterback Drew Brown was back. He seemed to be in fine form. He was 31 of 43. He had like over 300 yards, couple of touchdowns, but a couple of punt return TDs killed the chance of Ottawa winning.
57-yard kick, taken just inside the 15. Pimpleton, look at this burst. Right up the middle. Khalil Pimpleton, one man to beat. And now is he going to go? They'll try to tack him down from behind. He's at the 30. Over a man, still going. Are you kidding me? What is happening? Khalil Pimpleton, not a flag in sight, and it's a house call the other way. Unreal stuff here at Commonwealth.
TSN's Dustin Nielsen, a friend of mine, and I always love his calls and how his temples just flare up when he gets that excited. Edmonton won 39-33, the final. They're now 1-3, Edmonton, their first big victory in a long while. Ottawa now 1-4, and as I mentioned, big game coming up for us this weekend. The Riders host Calgary Friday night. If the Stamps win, they go to 4-1. We win, and we could be 5-0. Hey, just an awful disaster in Central Texas. Forecasters had predicted a storm was coming for Texas, but they didn't expect it to drop 4 months' worth of rain in a matter of hours. Take you back to Friday. The river there, north of San Antonio, surged more than 26 feet. Roads washed out, homes flooded, entire areas were cut off. More than 850 people rescued in the first 36 hours. Many were clinging to trees, but the human toll has been devastating. At least 82 people died across 6 counties, including 28 kids, where 10 girls in Kerr County alone were killed, and one counselor from Camp Mystic. They're still unaccounted for, and one mom and her little girl wanted to share how one of her best friends is missing from that camp. It's completely heartbreaking to listen to.
I mean, it's unimaginable. And then, you know, they're still pulling people out of the river, and we don't even know to the extent of who we know that is has lost their lives.
My friend Nene was just so funny. I've been scrolling through videos and pictures on my mom's phone and watching it over and over again. Her dancing when she's excited. She was so nice, and I just miss her so much.
Just awful. Heartbreaking. And downstream, the owner of an RV park said she tried to wake people up who were spending the 4th of July at her campground.
Every single RV that was parked in here, it's gone. It was pitch black. Nobody knew exactly where they were. And it was just the water. It was crazy, and it was keep racing.
All of the RVs in the cabins washed away, and search teams are sifting through piles of debris and vehicles that have washed away and smashed together. And a local official said they'll keep going until everybody is found, but It's rather steep terrain and continues to rain. It's just slowing all the efforts, and it's really unclear how many people are still missing at this point.